have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hallelujah. God is good. Welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Listen, this is another day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, and you know what it is. Be glad in it. He's worthy. to be praised. Why? Because he woke us up another day, gave us the ability to understand him, and we appreciate the opportunity of him living on the inside of us and giving us another day to serve. Amen. I know a lot of you don't probably know the older songs, but there was a song that usually stuck with us about letting us know about walking with the Lord, and it would just invoke his presence. Amen. And it would sing joy in our soul. Amen. And the song was Walk With Me. Hallelujah. And it would say, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. All along this tedious journey, I need Jesus to walk with me. Hallelujah. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. All along this tedious journey, I want Jesus, yes, God, to walk with me. Be my friend, Lord. Be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Be my friend. All along this tedious journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. You know, that song brings back so many memories of just hearing the saints on one accord praising his name. I send a shout out to all of you, the listeners. I praise God that you're listening in on today. Thank you so much. We don't take it for granted. We thank the Lord for allowing us all this time to be together. I send a shout out to our producer and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation family, to my family and my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. And I just want you to know it's a beautiful day to just praise the Lord. Thank him for everything that he's done. We are going to go before the throne of grace. Today we'll be talking about walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about walking with the Lord. Why? Because it's essential. It's important. It's valuable. We need God like we've never needed him before. He's worthy. He's amazing. He's everything we need and more. Not a day can go by when you're a believer to not give him his just due. What is his just due? Telling him thank you. Telling him how much you love him. Tell him how much you need him. Why is that important? Because relationships matter. We have to yield to the Lord to receive fully what he has in store for us. Why is that important? Because God is amazing. I want you to be assured on today that he is up to something marvelous concerning you, concerning your family, concerning your life. Let's go before the throne of God and let's invoke him to come in to have his divine will and way, to show up and show out, and to be glorified. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask that you come in, have your divine will and way. We thank you for today. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for Elation Radio, for our CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We thank you for all of our Elation family. But Lord, we praise you for every listener listening in. You know their heart, you know their mind, you know their spirit. You know what they stand in need of, and you know what to do for them. We invoke you to come in, have your divine perfect will and way, and we will thank you and praise you forevermore. Guide my mouth. Give me wisdom. Show me what it is you want for your people, and we graciously yield to you, O God, that you may be glorified. And Lord, we ask that you forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Show up and show out. Heal, save, and deliver on today. Give strength where strength is needed. And God, we will say thank you forevermore. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing on today. Show up and show out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, again, I thank you for joining us today on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio. We were going to talk today about the Lord. But before we do that, I'd like to always share, if this is your first time listening in, what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. As we stated, we're going to be talking about walking with the Lord. What does it mean to walk with the Lord? It means to have a close intimacy, to be in synchronization with Him. When you're walking down the street and you're with someone, there's a connection about walking, and most of us will be talking with the person that we're walking with. It's not very often that people just walk down the street together and don't commune. So it is with the Lord, that when you are walking with Him, you're communing with Him, you're connecting to Him, and you're hearing what He is saying. Why is that important? Because in order to walk with someone, you can walk either ahead of them and be behind them, or you can walk in synchronization side by side with them. When you walk side by side with someone, there's a different element that's in view. There's a difference in the way you're walking. There's a difference in the way you're communing. There's a closeness there. And I'm not talking about just in distance. I'm talking about the closeness, the intimacy, the understanding that you're walking with someone. So on today, we're going to examine the Word of God to understand why walking with the Lord is so important. I want to first talk to you about where we're going to be studying for and studying from, and that is the book of Micah. We're going to be in the book of Micah and in the 6th chapter. We need to understand that Micah describes God's judgment and coming judgment on Israel. but it also outlines God's promise to be merciful and restore his people to the land. Not only did he talk about the judgment and the restoration, he announces God's judgment against Israel. Now, can you imagine when you're called to do a work like that, that you know what's going to have to result as a reason for you speaking in that manner? In the biblical days, the prophets of old had assignments from God that most of us would cringe at. They had an opportunity because they walked with God to understand his heart and his will and his way. When you have parents and when you have caregivers that take care of you and they're telling you how to live, there's things that they want you to do. They begin to share with you the importance of doing those things. And in doing those things, there's an expectation. When it comes to the Lord, it is the same way. In fact, it should be a greater expectation of us because of the fact that he died, Jesus died, that you and I may be free and have life and have it more abundantly. So knowing that that sacrifice was so great, it will bring us to a place of understanding what real worship is. When you worship him, the Bible says we are to worship him in spirit and in truth. In order to worship him in spirit and truth, you need to know what it is to walk with him, to be close to him, synchronized in him, that you understand his mindset, his heart, and his ways, just like a good caregiver or parent. And when you understand their heart, here's what's so beautiful about when you pay attention. God forbid that they should ever pass away or for whatever reason couldn't function in the capacity that they may be able to talk to you. The important thing about paying attention is those things instantaneously come back up in your heart and in your spirit. Now, I want you to pay attention to that, because that's how it should be with the Lord. It should be that even though Jesus isn't physically that we can see here with us, his words and the word of God from our Abba Father should resonate in our souls so that we feel him to know exactly what to do and when to do it. And when we're unclear for being able to be connected, we're able to understand how to access what we need to be able to have what is needed. Now, I want us to think about some things, because what we're going to find in the book of Micah on today is that when Micah was talking, he had to feel heavy, knowing what was going on in the land and knowing he had to do this work, but understanding it was a mandate. It wasn't something he was going to get out of. It wasn't something he was going to put on a shelf. He already knew the assignment. Let's begin in Micah 1 and talk about this on today. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. Already there's something going on, and what it is that's going on has brought controversy with the Lord. 3, oh my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeem thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. This is the Lord reminding the house of Israel, what he's done for them. Has your parent, caregivers, had those in life ever reminded you what they've done to be able to help you in life, give you some instructions, give you some guidance? Here it is, the Lord, and he speaks to Israel to let them know, listen, don't forget what I've done for thee. He says to us, don't forget what I've done for you. It's not cliche to say to God be the glory, because when you say to God be the glory should be going to God. What I love about the word of God is that it brings relevance to us. It teaches us. It breaks us down. It helps us to understand life if we choose to. I want you to know today it is a decision of yours to stand for the Lord, for the world's action. It's either we live for him or we'll die for what the world is calling us to. Our belief in God, it's personal. It's what you call a free will choice. And what we do with that choice is we call on the name of the Lord. We accept that he was born to a virgin and that this virgin raised him up with Joseph and he had an assignment on his life. He had an assignment so strong like Micah, the prophet. Let us continue to read. 3 again. O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of the servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. In other words, you don't have any excuse to live like you're living, to do what you're doing, because I've provided for you. I've shown you the way and what is righteous so that you don't fall into the trap. In today's society, pastors, leaders, teachers, those, whoever God assigns, it doesn't have to have a title, but the work itself to be able to get you the word that your soul can be redeemed is an important matter. It's not something we take easy to act as if we don't think God will do what he said he'll do. He's marvelous, but he's not to be played with, because his heart and his persona is that all men should not perish, but have everlasting life. So here's Israel, acting as if they don't understand he's God. Has anybody ever out there ever understood that we are to give him his glory? And not only that, have we ever acted as though he wasn't God? Have we ever been impatient where we couldn't wait on him? Have we ever gotten to the point where we felt as if we were doing right to find it was wrong? What do I mean by that? You can look and do the things that the world does, or you can do the things that God tells you to do. And when you choose God, there's a different way you got to live. Bottom line, there's not the same things going on in your life as it would be as if you didn't know him. There's something called conviction that will turn in your very soul to tap you on the shoulder to remind you this isn't pleasing to God. Moab and all these things, let's continue to read. He begins to tell them this. Oh, my people, remember now that Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim unto Gilgad, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Michael wants to know. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Let me read that again. He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? And there, yet the treasures of wickedness, and the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable. Shall I count them pure? With the wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weight. Wait a minute. Sounds like what we have in the world today. What are we calling righteous that's not righteous? What are we saying is good that's not good? How are we looking when we know it's not the way we should look? How are we living when we know it's not the way we should live? What Micah is saying in this parable and in this passage is reminding us that God has redeemed us from the hand of sin. He has come in and changed our lives, that we not folly and do the things that the world does and think that it's okay and call it God. What he's reminding us of is to keep our minds focused on the kingdom, to keep our hearts pure, keep ourselves connected with people of like-minded faith. Do you think being around the wrong person can change your life? It certainly can. 12. For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make thee sick in smiting thee, and making thee desolate because of thy sins. Thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied, and thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee, and thou shalt take hold, but shall not deliver, and that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. Thou shalt sow, but thou shalt not reap. Shalt tread the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thee with oil, and sweet wine, but shalt not drink wine. For the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and you walk in their counsels, that I should make thee a desolation and the inhabitants thereof, and hissing, therefore, ye shall bear the reproach of my people. He's warning that the world and the believers, part of the body of Christ, should not be listening to strange counsel. You should have someone that's in your life that can speak the word of God. Don't use your logic. Don't use your opinions, but know that this word is true. That the way the Lord dealt with us, it was in mercy and it was with justification. He didn't just do us any kind of way. He didn't just throw us out there. He took time to understand the positioning that we are all in. He understood he loved Israel. He also understood when they sinned. He understood when we do wrong, and yet he says, I have loving arms. Never said he didn't mean you're not going to pay for the penalty of sin. What he said was that he'll love us and he'll protect us. He'll be with us always, not with an S on it, until the end of the world. Why do you think that's important? Because in his sight, he doesn't think like you think. He doesn't think like I think. He has thoughts that will blow your mind. Why? To hold true to the things that he called us to. What is he calling you to today? What has he given you to do to please his holy name? Has he allowed you to understand in your teaching of the word, in your receiving of the word, that there is a responsibility to live this word? Has he gotten to the place, because he's a merciful God, that he's looking at the earth, wondering who will stand up for him? I began singing the song, Walk With Me, because I remember as a little girl sitting in church hearing it. Not only did I hear it, I would watch the adults as they sang it. It was something about the presence of God, even being a younger little girl, that I could understand there was a God and he was very present in the church. Because when the hands went up, when the head started shaking, when you heard hallelujah, when you saw that everybody was rejoicing, when you knew that prayer was going forth and a thankfulness was in the room, then we understood the presence of God. I didn't have a Bible to understand at that time. I watched those that were in the presence of God that helped me to become this woman that I am today. What you see is important. What you hear is important. It's important to hear what God is saying to the church. It's important for the church to understand what he's saying. All things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. I encourage you today to hold fast to his almighty hand, to know he is God, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you always, and he will do what he said he'll do. In the book of Micah, we understood he had to talk about God's judgment. Those assigned to the word of God, whatever the title is that you might have, you are accountable for making sure this word gets out as God has given it to you. It is our good pleasure as people of God to serve him in a way that will bring him honor. Bring him joy. Bring him peace. Whatever the Lord is calling you to do, enjoy and love with it. Don't get it to the place that you forget who he is. I'm so grateful when he wakes me up every podcast and every day of my life that I'm not ashamed to say he is God. I'm not ashamed, no matter who I am around, to let them know there is a Savior. He loves you. He cares about you. Let us worship him together. Let us not be afraid of who's around or what's being done, because there is power in prayer. There is power in agreement. There is something when you walk with God that God himself says, that's my child. Why? Because if we can acknowledge him, then he gets the glory. He finds that the love we have for him is not just what we do in lip service, but through our living. Are we living effectively enough that heaven can view and acknowledge that we are his children? Every day should be a mission that we seek the face of God for his will for that day. And from that day to the next day, until he allows us to see that's where he wants us to be. And when he does that, he gives us what we call confirmation. Have you ever read something and was thinking about it, and then someone walks up to you and say the very thing that you just read, and you're thinking, wow, now this is different? It's called confirmation. And the thing about confirmation is God is giving you the word first so that when it's backed up, he gets the glory. What is it today that you want God to get all the glory for? What is it today that will allow you to invoke his presence in your home, on your job, with your children, with your spouse, with whomever God has assigned you to be with? Who is it? What is it God is calling to you to do? What is it? How is this word going to affect your life for the rest of your life? Whenever I'm listening to a sermon, I'm watching something on television to the word of God, I don't want to just get that momentum of, oh, that's really good, blah, blah, blah. I have no notes. I don't know what's going on. I just am going. No, that's not how we live as the body of Christ. Our duty daily is to thank him and to praise him. Listen, the angels cry out, holy, 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 all day long. What is it going to be like if we never did it here? How would we be able to connect then? It's a choice. And we have the opportunity to choose now. These things are important to remember. Easily get caught up in the same old, the religion. Instead of relationship, I've got to go to church. I've got to do this. I've got to put on this. I've got to do that. And then after I do that, and when it becomes so routine that you've got it down, maybe you're not living relationship. You're living religion. And here's the sad part. If the religion gets taken away, will you even know who you are or why you can exist the way you could? Knowing as a believer who you are is a powerful blessing. What it says to God is you're able to do anything but fail, because you understand he is God. And because he lives, he has our movement and our being. I encourage you to continue to hold fast in the Lord, to keep in his word, to make sure you're walking with the Lord. It's not your friend. It's not someone else before him. It is the Lord. Make sure you are walking with the Lord. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Understand, like Micah, no matter how tough the assignment, that he is always there, and he's always going to make a way out of no way. Always. So I encourage you to continue to look to the hills. For once cometh your help, and all of your help coming from the Lord thy God, the one that has made the heavens and the earth, our Abba Father, our good Father, our everything, our hope and our help. He's everything we need and more. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He knows what we need when we need it the most, and he's waiting on us to continue to give him glory. The world says, to thine own self be true. But I say, be true to our Abba Father who created you. Be true to him, to understand his ways, his mindset, his heart. It's all written in the word of God. So I encourage you this week. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Always study along with your Bible or your device or whatever you use to get the word. And then reflect and remember what was said so that it becomes entrenched in your heart. It will be there. And as it's there, then you're able to see, hear, and understand who he really is. It will help you make the right decision. And when you do, he'll be glorified. When you don't, he'll have mercy. And we bless God today for mercy. I'm grateful that you joined us on today. And I'm grateful that you are studying with us. I'm grateful that you'll figure out and know what it was that stuck out for you the most so that you can live a closer life with the Lord. So that when you walk with the Lord, you have something to say. Just like we talked about from the beginning. Trust him. He never fails. I pray that this week's exhortation has been a blessing and a strength to you, for you to hear and to understand his will for your life. I thank him for reminding us always that we belong to a God who loves us, cares about us, who will do what is necessary that we will all be who he created us to be. Isn't it powerful that he who created the universe is concerned about you? There may be 2 million prayer requests, but he can answer them all. May we be a people to remember who he is, how he moves, and what he will do for our futures. I have some announcements this week. We are fastly approaching the end and the middle and the beginning of October. If you have a birthday on today, yesterday, in this very beginning month of October, we celebrate you. Maybe you've had a new baby, bought a vehicle, a home. Perhaps you've just completed school. Maybe there's some other great things going on in your life. Here is the Just For You. On Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe there's something else going on in your life that you need God, and nobody can do for you what he can. We send our condolences out to Maureen, our sister-in-law, whose family member has passed on, and we want you to know we're praying for you. We love you and appreciate you. We not only pray for those that are going through and that are in need, we are believing God that he will answer the prayers of his people. I want to share with you some resources that are available for you if you need them. In St. Louis, we dial 211 for the United Way. The United Way is set up with an intake person when you call. They have resources for you to connect you by your demographics. And based upon your need, they will give you further instructions. Please give them a call if you are in need or would like assistance. There's the Urban League St. Louis. Urban League St. Louis. They too have programs, over 55 programs, intake specialists that can help you and other needs that are met, such as with food, such as with utility assistance. If you need assistance in these areas, please contact Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.com. I also want to share with you that the St. Louis County Library, has diapers. If you have younger children or perhaps you're babysitting, keeping your grandchildren, you are able to get these diapers, or you can go online to see what the latest updated information is. Online, it is slcl.org. Also, for women, they have something called flow kits that if you are in need of personal items, you can also call them and find out that information for the branch closest to you, and they will be able to help you. I want to share with you some exciting news. At Elation Radio, we are all preparing for our Elation Honors. This event will be November 18th and 19th in St. Louis, Missouri at the Drury Inn, Brentwood. That address is 8700 Eagle Road in Brentwood, Missouri. Listen, I know a lot of times you hear us talk about how amazing this Elation Honors is. You have to get there and find out for yourself. For more information, you can contact me, Pastor Michelle Wright. Phone number will be 314-405-1711. We'll be happy to serve you. Listen, every year we decree and declare it will be a sold-out event. I guarantee you this year it will be a sold-out event. We're asking the community to get your tickets early. Make sure you reserve your tickets And again, for more information, you can contact me at 314-405-1711. I'm also excited to let you know that on Monday nights, you can hear and see Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. On Fridays, the second and fourth Friday, that's the second and fourth Friday of every month, please join the Women of Elations on Clubhouse. We have speakers, great conversation, and a warm environment for all that choose to join in. We don't exclude men or anything. We want all to know they're welcome to hear the word of God and to participate. For more information, please look and find us on Clubhouse. The name of our group is From Ashes to Beauty. Join the group and you'll be able to get updated information on when we will be there. Also, we want you to be excited about our very own community announcements. If you have a community announcement that you'd like for me to read, please send that to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. You can inbox me. You can send it there. Also, you can send information to leading right, like my last name, and the first part is like you're leading someone. And you can email me your community announcements, what's going on that you'd like for us to share on Elation Radio. We're always grateful and thankful to serve. It is an honor to serve in the kingdom of God and to our sisters and our brothers. We'll be giving you more information coming up on Elation Honors. Please keep us all in prayer as we are preparing for this wonderful night. Elation Honors honors servant leaders that are equipped and that follow the assignments of their life given by God. It is a beautiful, beautiful event that is held by Elation Radio and Magazine. We're so excited each and every year. So we want you to know we're grateful to be coming back. Of course, due to COVID, we had to shut it down, but now we're coming back and we need your help and we appreciate you and your prayers, concerns, ticket sales, making sure that you are supportive of the honorees chosen, because we have to pray and seek the face of God that his will be done. And we want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen to us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. It is always an honor to serve, and we're very grateful for it. We want you to know, look in your community calendar for all of the great and wonderful things that are going on. And sometimes due to our faith, some things match a little better than others, but whatever it is, do decree and declare that God is real and that you want to know him more than just calling his name, to know him in the intimacy of who he is. And I guarantee you, he will show up. He will never, ever be an elder brother or a God that doesn't listen or take care of our needs. Will you agree today that God is able to do anything but fail? Will you agree with me today that he is the divine healer, that not only will he heal your hearts, but he'll heal ours too? Not only will he protect you, but he'll protect me too. Listen, He will do what his word says he can do, but he requires us to have faith. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For anyone who cometh to him must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Let us pray for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I pray today that the Lord will continue to abide with you as he abides with me and every believer that takes him at his word. May you have peace for the rest of the week. May God continue to allow his grace to surround you, and may you always know how loved you are from a loving Father and in your family. My prayer is that God be glorified in your life, and I know justly he will. Today we studied Micah 6, and we began to read through all of the Bible verses. Let me give you those. We read from Micah 6:1 through 16. Micah 6:1-16. Thank you again for listening. This has been your host and your podcast host, Pastor Rochelle Y. Wright. And I thank you so much from the depth of my heart. Continue to pray for each and every one of us. All of us stand in the need of prayer, and we graciously thank you. We ask that you meet us here again, if the Lord says the same, on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not only that, but continue to lift your sisters and brothers up in the Lord. You never know what someone is standing in need of, because God is a good God, and he cares, and he's listening, and he's watching how much we care and love one another. Will you do something for me on this week? Will you find just one somebody that God would give you how to pour into their lives, how to ask God to make a difference for them, and that they may understand that he loves them with an everlasting love, that they'll never be in doubt trying to figure it out, but that they will know from the depth of their soul. Why? Because they met you, because they met me, because they met a witness that let their light so shine that others may see their good work and glorify our Father in heaven. Would you do that for us on this week? Find somebody to bless. Find someone to strengthen. Find someone to love on, that God may be glorified. And that is how his name is made famous. The baton is now handed to you. Make his name famous, that when people see it and hear it, they understand how to worship him. They will understand how to address him, because they've been walking with the Lord. Again, I say thank you for taking the time out to listen to the Just For You podcast, and thank you for your prayers and your support. Elation Radio would not be who they are without the listeners and the podcast hosts. We thank you so much for supporting, and we thank you so much for allowing God to be glorified in all that all of us say and do. Until next time, this has been your pastor, Michelle Y. Wright, online, on the air, serving the Lord, doing his will. Meet us again here next week if the Lord says the same. We love you. We're praying for you. And remember to walk with God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.